Okay, something interesting that I just learned again from Mr. Dalio's book, Principles, is that there's, habits, right? That you've heard the old adage that says it takes 21 days to build a habit, which I can respect. There's, I think, a first level of building a habit, the kind of stuckness or stagnation. It's like carving the first tract. Carve that first tract in the first 2 weeks to a month. And I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think there's probably a reason why people keep saying that. Although not every edit is true. But anyway, the thing that got me that he said was that if you can forge a habit for 18 months, then you stand a better chance of maintaining that habit for the majority of your life, for the rest of your life, which I think is so awesome. I think it's very, very, it puts another frame on it. And I think it's, this is aspect of what's known as therapeutic threshold from the medical perspective. Or I'm sure this principle exists in other things too. And I think in personal development, it's especially true that there's a threshold at which the action or the impetus put into the system will take hold. Meaning, if I go to the gym and I work out once, that is not therapeutic threshold, right? That has not crossed the therapeutic threshold far enough where that movement has changed my life and has changed. But you put enough of those together, you get enough repeated dosage over time, then that eventually pushes you over the therapeutic threshold, whereby your body starts to change, your mind starts to change, your emotions start to change for more than just a few hours after that workout, but indefinitely. Well, indefinitely is a funny word, but I think you get what I'm saying. I thought that 18-month guideline is really useful in that it has the context, it has the frame that we're looking to build habits, maybe not, you know, situation dependent, but I think most of the time in talking medicine, we're looking to build habits that carry with us through our lives, whether it's rowing or exercising or eating the right foods or getting up early or eating at regular times. The habit, you notice benefits from a habit after 2 weeks. That's really great. But there's something to be said for doing something for a long period of time. So for me, it was really hard to wake up early. I was always a night owl. But when that changed and I became more of an early bird, the more I wake up early, the more I love waking up early. In the beginning, it was so hard, and even for at least a year, it's been getting progressively easier. Some mornings are easier than others, but it's been especially This today was probably one of the first mornings, actually, funny that it's coming up, where I felt right about waking up. I felt like, oh yeah, this is the right time to wake up. Actually, it might be a few minutes late. It was like 5:15 in the morning, and it was early. I felt good about it. Wasn't really tired. Jumped into the few habits that I have in the morning, my little morning routine. Did the stuff, and that was it. And it was no must, fuss, or struggle about it. It was like, okay, it's just almost automatic. So that was cool. Yeah, and that was 12 months. It was 12 months. So we'll see what doing this, waking up early for 6 more months has to prove, and we'll see how that 18-month thing works. I think as a side note to that, I've been an athletic kid and an athletic youth and all that. I think having participated in athletics and making that a part of my life for many years, you know, more than just 18 months, it's a norm to me to expect there to be some kind of level of activity or exercise, etc. Whereas people who didn't necessarily grow up with that, maybe it's not a norm. Maybe that's part of the barrier to entry that has to get conquered. But anyway, 18 months. Let's start that 18-month clock on something new. Mine's going to be putting numbers in a spreadsheet and being organized. All right, thanks for listening.